So now, you have some history from a runner. That would be me. And a message, that would be me. And that in the world, in this growing gloom, and the fear of Armageddon, and the very disappointing moment that Christ did not return after destroying the world, what do you have to say for yourself? Fear is an actual place in the brain. Actually is there. It prevents certain fantasies from going any further. It prevents them from going into the body and creating any sort of hormone at all, or influence any sort of mechanism in the self. So one has fantasies that stay in the brain. But what also it does, it prevents dreams from happening. And if you are filled with them and find discontent in your life, then you have not lived your life well. Fear, then, is also a broadsword used by those groups who will condemn you to hellfire forever and ever and ever. Really, let's go back to space again and let's find some logic. Now, what could you possibly have done that was so awful that God would end up burning his own ass for all eternity because he made you from him? Your terminology is not mine. Now, what sort of maniac created that trash? And if that God promises to do that to you, that is not your God. Let them have their hell to burn forever. And when they say that's going to happen to you, you look them squarely in the eye and say, no, that is what you believe, and you richly deserve to go to hell. So be that. You deserve it. That fear does not live with me anymore. He's not here anymore. No. The God I love is all about life and joy and the contentment of rich thoughts and the excitement of creating them. You have your end. Mine is as far as forever can be seen. That's the way that goes. And when you conquer fear, and the great one is the fear of disappointing God, and you have to once again look at yourself and say, do I need to be so special that I cause God to be disappointed? Get rid of that. Don't be so special that God has to punish you. Because you're only living in a delusion in your own mind. Huge power invested in that one. And it's time to take that back straight away. And so then you start to conquer fear. Because the fear of disappointing God is the greatest fear, and the next is death. At the basis of all fear is the fear of dying. It's the fear of death, because the other side is such an unknown. When that is conquered in you, you will be able to move around and create new paradigms of thought that will be exercised in the quantum field and will become reality, and you get to live. People who never have ever really lived fear death, because they find at the heart of their life no meaning for it. And then suddenly an oblivion. And we wonder, what was this all about? We find meaning, my beloved people. And we find that we no longer consider death an option. Because what we find in ourselves is transcendent of this matter. We will understand the forces of matter. You will understand the forces of matter. And your part in their collective cohesiveness, for you are at the heart of gravity. When you understand that science, and science it is, death will never be a thing and an issue ever again, because it isn't who you are. You cannot kill a thought. You cannot kill consciousness. For consciousness is the creator eye, is the creation of killing. But it did not create killing to kill itself. It will always be consciousness. You understand? What say you, entities? How many of you understand? So be that. Now, you know, this audience is an introduction and a moment to spend with yourselves, I with you and you with me, and to gain a new message. And say, what say you of the message? What say you about it? That you are tearing it apart? Because it threatens your emotional body and well-being or tragic being? That somehow it threatens your nucleus? Only to the degree that without the message, you would still never be found. And you would continue to wonder what this was all about, and have no personal relationship or no lifestyle to reflect a choice of knowledge other than the one that you have, and you will go back and get your toy box out and play with your marbles and your crystals and your icons and your chanting and your dances and your diets and your fasting and your astrology and your demons and your evil and your spirits and your channeling and your mediumship and your psychic abilities, and you will die in spite of it all. You take a great message, you cherish it. It is about you. And let no thing undermine it. And let it be the standard to which you arise every day. Behold God. To that which lives within me, begin the journey of a creator this beautiful day. And begin to change your life.